The conference will now begin.
Okay, Assalamu alaikum, Khabra. My apologies, getting set up right now. A little bit rushy today. So we have to start thinking a little bit deeper as we enter into now the third week of this situation. This situation called Yechidus, not quarantine, it's such a external word. Yechidus. So Yechidus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with ourselves, with family. And we have to really start thinking deeper, deeper than we've ever thought before. We have to try. This period is, of course, it's not a good period, and we want it to end as fast as possible. But as long as it's going on, and we daven, of course, that it should end. No question. It should be over as fast as possible. But on the other hand, as long as it's going on, there's a avodah to do. There's a avodah to do, and we have to recognize that. And we need to spend time thinking about it and utilizing the opportunities. We daven for those who are sick, and rahmanat on those who have, passed away from it. But otherwise, we can't just sit and mope about it. We have to daven with the tshuva. But we also have to think about what we can gain. What are the opportunities now? The time is to think now. Find kudos tovus. To work in ourselves. That's what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us. This Torah of Rabbi Nachman, based on the course of Rabbi Nachman, is not just when things are good. It's every day of our life, whether it's up, it's down, it's left, it's right, it doesn't matter. That's what we have to be involved with. So we left off with Shir Shirim as we enter into Pesach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us his perfect dove. But even though we're hidden in the rocks, even though our Nekudas Tovus are sometimes hidden, distant from ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always sees them. But it's us, we're hiding. Like other Rishon tried to hide when he did something wrong, and he tried to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw him, Adam Rishon was hiding from himself. And that's the greatest hester. Is when a person hides from himself, he doesn't even realize that he's hiding. He thinks he's doing the right thing, he doesn't realize. He's creating a facade, a smoke screen. He doesn't see himself. And that's the greatest loss, is when a person doesn't see his Nekudas Tovus. That's the greatest loss. It's worse. The Baal HaMitzvah was just saying, I think I heard from him in the name of Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitch, he said it's pretty bad when a person doesn't see that he sins. It's bad. He doesn't see that he's sinning, so he's going to continue sinning. But he says, you know what's worse than that? When you don't see the good you've done. That's even more destructive. When you haven't seen the good that you've done, could you imagine if they said? That's even worse than not seeing your sin. Because the power of Tov, if a person would see the Tov in his life, it would change his whole life. He would judge himself properly. He would judge himself optimistically, positively. He would start to see the others, and he would stop doing them. It mainly would happen. He wouldn't even need to try. So when a person feels good about himself, confident about himself, connected to the body called Olam, the Ribono Shel Olam, and a person feels connected in that way, everything else beneath him. He doesn't have time for silly things, for negativity, for darkness. He only has time to look at the positivity of the situation. He doesn't have time to fight. He doesn't have time to bicker. He has no time for that. He doesn't even enter into his mind. There's so much opportunity of life to breathe. To look outside, see the Nekudas Tovus that are blossoming on every single branch now. It's unbelievable to see outside what was once a stick, a hard stick, dead, is now blossoming with 1,000 beautiful blossoms, whites and pinks and greens and yellows. It's unbelievable. To say that Berichas Leilonos from the Kodesh Baruch is the greatest Nekudas Tovus at this time. Dafka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, everything started to explode. And that's the bracha we're supposed to say, Shalom Chister Bolam Okulam, Kodesh Baruch, there's nothing lacking in your world. Because even when things look so bleak, look so dark, stick hard as a rock. That stick has no life. You can't imagine. There's nothing inside it. There's no water flowing through it. It's hard as a rock. If they break it off, it'd be hard. It'd be dead. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. You're going to blossom. And you're going to become a beautiful tree. And everyone's going to look at you, tree, and everyone's going to say, wow, what an Elon. What a beautiful tree. And therefore, we have to know from ourselves, as hardened as we may be, as coarse as we might see ourselves, as dark as the situation looks, we can blossom. In one moment, we can mamish blossom like never before. And not stam blossom, but beautiful. Look at the trees now. Look outside. My bush, I bushed outside my house, across my whole house, a corner. Sticks. Everything was just brown sticks. The whole thing is now green. The whole, it astounds me every single time I look at it. is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a thing. It's like watching creation again. It's like watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the trees and the grass. That's what it's like. It's a raya, it's a proof to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. It gives us hope to find within ourselves those blossoms. If we can find them, wow, we can manage to look as beautiful as those trees. And therefore we continue. Rabbi Nachman tells us on page 43, that once we find those Nekudas Tovos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to see you. I want to see your Nekudas Tovos. Harini es marayich. I want to see your image. Because even though you look on the outside, you think that you look so dirty, I know on the inside you're so beautiful. If you just reveal that a little bit, then Hashmini es kolech, I want to hear your voice. Because your voice is so sweet, says Shir Sham. Because your voice is so sweet. Ki kolech orev umarech nole, because your voice is so sweet. You got to the Madrega of Dibor, you've released the Nekudas Tovos into the world. We said that the way you raise up the Nekudas Tovos is to the Madrega of a Madaber, a human being, as someone who speaks. And when you take that Nekudas Tovos, which is so, so deep within you, and you raise it up, the way you reveal it in the greatest way is Dibor, to speak it out. Speak it out to yourself. Speak it out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it says already enough on page 43 in the last paragraph, I think that's what we're up to. I believe so. Let's go to the second verse paragraph. The Alkane Harinias Marai Hashmeas Kolis. That I first says, I want to see your image, I want to hear your voice. Hainisha Tagala Vitim Samaras Yofi Hanakuda Toiva. Reveal, find within yourself that beautiful image, that Nakuda Tova that you have within you, those blossoms that are waiting. They're inside the stick. They're in there. You just need to wait and just hold on and to daven and to learn and to think good about yourself. And it's going to come. The winter is ending. The spring is coming out. The Aviv, Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, to leave that dark place, to leave that Mitzorim, that boundary, to leave the heart stick and blossom and to explode. Hashem says, I want to hear your voice. Before that you were mute. Before that you couldn't speak because you didn't find Nekudas Tovos. You didn't think positively about yourself. You can't speak. But now that you're breaking out, I want to hear your voice. It's so beautiful. Now you can use your voice in the greatest way, which is to thank and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Yisborach. But before that, you could not speak. Says Shir Shirim. The prophet says those Hayushavas who dwell, who sit in the garden. Friends, chaver makshim lekolich hashmin. Friends, they're going to listen to your voice. And says Rashi, what's that talking about? Who are these friends? What garden are you sitting in? Says Rashi, hayushavas beganim. Says Rashi, bein haumos. When you sit in the gardens, it means you're sitting amongst the nation. Says Rinasan, haynu b'chinas hanekudas tovos shem yoshim unachom bein haumos. You have beautiful nekudas tovos, but they're sitting, they're being hidden amongst all the umos. What are the umos? The nation came a taivus rose of pagamim. You have certain taivus rose of pagamim that are covering over and swallowing up into the tovus and not allowing the pinyinis to enter, to exit. Shame the umos olam. That's umos olam. They smother us. They silence us. They don't allow the world to see how beautiful we are and how much we can help the world. Everything that we do that's good, they squash it. Can we move makom acher? As Rabbi Nachman teaches us in another place, page 44. Hashem is Baruch Hu, Mas'av Baruch Hu desires to hear their voice. Hashem wants to hear their voice. Those Nekudas Tovos that are swallowed up by the Taivus, by the Vagamin. And that can mean two things. That can mean that a person has sins on one hand, and Nekudas Tovos on the other hand. And the voice, of course, of the media, and the voice of the Rishayim are so much louder. Their Pidgamim and the Chisronos and the Averis are so much louder. They speak so much louder in your head, in your heart. You hear the voice of pessimism, negativity, of you're no good. You hear that much more than, wow, you did a good mitzvah today. Wow, you davened today. Wow, you were nice today. You put on a tefillin. No, we don't hear that because so much of the negativity is so much louder. So that's one way that occurs to those that I want to hear. Don't allow the averus to be louder in your mitzvah. But there's another inyan. There's another inyan that's a little bit deeper. And we discussed this already. That really we know that within every sin, with every pidgam, there's really Nekudas Tovos within it. Because you can't have a pagam, you can't have an ahava nefuv, you can't have a taiva. You can't have a taiva in this world without it coming from a shorish of tov. It's called an ahava nefula. It's a fallen love, which means that it came from a love that's pure, that's pristine. Love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a love of a person's wife, but it somehow it fell into the deepest, darkest klipas, and it turned into some kind of taiva, some love for something inappropriate. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to hear that nekuda tova that's surrounding mamish in the place of the pagan. In that place, I want to hear. I want you to let it out because I know it's there. The friend, they listen to your voice. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is our greatest friend. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to reveal that nekuda tova. And then he wants to hear the songs, the nigunim, the zimurs, and the praise that come out of it. Finish up one more paragraph. Is that the thing with the carbon? This is the meaning of a carbon. To raise up and put it over to the mechin of medaber, to reveal it in the greatest way, so that you can live with it, feel it. Started the whole oath. Therefore, someone who learns the teres oila, the carbon oila, it's like he brought it. Because the main part of the carbon is the mechin of zibor. That when you look for that nekudah tova that's so deep inside of you, and you try to reveal it, you bring in the ola, you're raising it up, and that's cute, like you are makravit, because you're a dibor. When you speak it out, you're even raising up even higher. It was in your heart, it was in your mind, it's so deep. And then as you allow it to open up within you, it's getting a little higher, because you start to think about it, so it's in your mind. And then how do you send it to Shemayim? You can't zap your mind to Shemayim. Kodesh Baruch, of course, knows what you're thinking. That's not how he created the world. We love the Chol of Avchem. You have to serve a Kodesh Baruch with your heart. How do you serve Hashem with your heart? Well, I chop out my heart and I send it to Shemayim? Of course not. You use your Dibor. Because your Dibor is the revelation of your mind and of your heart. And therefore, when you speak out those Nekudas Tovos, when you're able to daven the Lahala of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you've finalized that Nekudah Tova and the Ha'osek of the Teres Oila. If you learn, if you're Osek in the Teres Oila and the Nekudas Tovos, raising them up, and Kilo Hikr, then you mamash or makrav to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabireach Nechorach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should get a nachas ruach from all of his kindle, which is the ruach from Hashem, to continue to the world of the Nekudas Tovos. Have a great day.